But hilchoshchita, if you have a knife or the stone that was first polished, and then you put it back into the ground again, then your shchita is a kosher or not. So Rashi says, mashma, that Rabbi did not hear the Gemara before, but before we talk, it said it was kosher, but he has it, then Rebbe. So mashma, Rashi holds that Rabbi did not hear that Gemara before. So if a Rabbi has this for Shalom, what's going to be the locha? The Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. It says, ha yotzur yotzim in a kaisel. If you have a sharp stone coming out of the wall, or else you had a reed growing, coming up by itself, someone that makes a shchita with these, one of these two things, shchita psula. So the chur have minor is, what type of tsur is this? This is a stone that was once detached, then you put it back in again. So zila in shchita is not a psula. Someone says, no, hocha b'mayaskinon b'kaiso moro. The talking about here right now, this tsur, this stone, is taken out of the cave. Meaning to say, it was always mechubar. And therefore, tak is psula. And they cannot bring the proof of this to Tony. It says, dumya dekon oilam elef. It says, dumya, this tsur, this sharp stone, is like a reed growing by itself. So shmamina, that just like the reed is still mechuba growing, hu adin, this tsur is also mechuba. So shmamina, we're talking about where it's mechuba mikroi, that's where it's possible. But it could be it was first tolish, then it'll be different. So shma, come in here. It says, noyitz sakin bekoisel. Somebody puts a knife, the handle, into the wall, and now the shochet boy takes the animal's neck on top of the knife and moves it back and forth. Says that shchitas k'shera, the shchita is kasha. So chur, you see, even though now you stuck it into the wall, now you mechabrit again. The wall of a house is called to mechubur. You see, even though you mechabrit, now you put it in there, but since at the beginning it was tolush, it's k'shera. So more so, no, maybe there's no proof. Shani sakin le mevatla. Here it's different. That a sock and a knife, we know you don't leave in the wall. So if sheet, it's not called kemechuva. But maybe a stone or a beam, and you build a house. Since the beam you plan to leave there, maybe once you put it back again into the ground, it's called kemechuva dani. Here a knife, you for sure do not plan to leave it, in the wall. Therefore, knife is different. Then the Gemara says here, Toshima. Toshima, it says what? The mechuva lekaker. It says if you shecht with mechub lekaka, shchitos is kshera. So what do you mean mechub lekaka? The word has to mean it was tolish, ulesayf chibru. You see clearly it's called kshera. So Mor says no, dilma again, maybe perusha kamafarsh, that's explaining it. My mechub lekaka, what do you mean to say something that's attached to the ground now? And if you shecht with it, still is kshera. It could be maybe only sakin, only if you stick a knife now back into the wall. And there the svar is lema vatla, you don't plan to leave the knife there. So that's not considered part of the wall. But maybe a beam or a stone that you plan to leave there, maybe that's worse. So you have no proof. Some amount, what we just say before, no, it's a sack and because if you stick a knife into the wall, fishokot bon yeshech with this knife, fishokot bon means you take the animal's head and go back and forth over the knife, so shkitosik shem. You say now the shkit is kasha. And why? Quote everybody, because this is not Mechuba, because it's not Mevati, not going to leave it there. Omer Avon said that Omer Shmuel, name is Shmuel said, Lo Shana, when was it said that the Shkit is Kosher, Elisha Sakin Lamala, that the knife is on top, the Tzavah Behem Lamata, meaning you hold the animal up and you bring it back and forth, but the knife is on top. Then it's a Kosher Shkita. But the opposite way, if you have this Sakin Lamata on the bottom, the tzava behem lamala on the neck of the animal is above the knife, and you're like bringing the head downwards and moving it back and forth, then the shchit is psula. Because chashini were afraid, shema yidrois, like since you're pressing down the animal's neck against the knife, maybe you press it down straight too hard, and you make a drosha. A drosha means you stomp, push it down through the knife, you don't go back and forwards. So it's only kosher if the knife is on top. But if the knife is on bottom, then we're afraid shema yidrois. For the Gemara Ayat Vokotoni, we learned Bein Shasakin Lamato V'tzava Behema Lamala, whether the knife is downwards and the behema is on top, still it's Kshera. Or the opposite way, Bein Shasakin Lamala, where the knife is on top, V'tzava Behema Lamato, the Tzava, the behema, is on bottom. So you learn both ways as kosher. So how can you say this way as possible? Omer Rav Zvid said the Pshat is Litzdavin Katoni. True, it says both ways, but each one has its own, it decides how you're supposed to learn it. And it's like this. Sakin lamatom, if the knife is on bottom, the tzav of the behemah lamalon, the behemah is on top, then betolish, it's only kosher with petolish, meaning if the sheikh is holding it. If the sheikh is holding the knife, then we're not afraid he'll make a drosa. What's going to be sak in lamala, where the knife is above, and the tzava behema lamata, the behema is lamata, then the mechubah, then it's even kosher, even if the knife is stuck into the wall. Because in this way, again, it's not mevutal to the wall, therefore it's called katolish. And there's not a chashash drosha, since the animal's neck is on bottom. So this way it's kosher even with tolish mechubah to the wall. But the opposite way, it's only kosher if you're holding it. Rav Papa says differently. Rav Papa Amar, the ufa. Now this bright, it's mashma both ways. It's kosher, it's talking about a knife. The coal is very light. So by a knife, there we're not afraid for drosha. We're only afraid if you have an animal, the neck of an animal on top, and pressing it down, then we're afraid you'll dervish, you'll press down too hard. But a bird, we're not afraid. Om Rav Chizdom, Rav Yitzchok, V'yamul, and some said the Masis, and so on, the Brice learned like this. Hey, Devam, Nemu, B'krum, Mishakona. There were five things that were said about a Krum, Mishakona, about a reed. Yeah, one second. You know what? First of all, it says, Ein Shech, Nebo. Mash, Melechachilu, Yishinat Shech, with this Krum, Mishakona, with the reed, a sharp reed. Rashi says, "What hey dvarim kulam mishum dekishadurch noisim." The reason all these things is because when you press them, kishadurch noisim kisim and itozim, splinters come off them, and they come out from them. They're sakana. So the five things are: he should not shecht with it because we're afraid some splinters will get caught inside the neck of the animal. That's a sakana. Is a sakana. Rashi's in a different. Rashi says, "The gabe shchita doma menak velu lesimonim." Maybe these splinters will make a neck of a hole in the simonim, and therefore be a treifa. Several of the chachilim should not shecht with the krum yishashokana. The yain malam boy don't make a mila, also it's a sakana, to make a mila with these things. Splinters will come out. The mechatchem bombosa don't slice meat with it, also maybe splinters will come out into the meat. The yain mechatchem boshinayim don't clean out your teeth with them, also some splinters may come out from it. And you don't clean with it either. Also, Rashi says, means wipe yourself. You go to basic Kisei, you shouldn't use these things to wipe yourself also. It may do damage to you there. Splinters may come up and make you bleed. Now I'll explain. Ain't shecht, the boy, tell me what you can shecht with the krum yishokana, with the reed. I, Vatani, learned before that bakel shechtim. You light a shech with anything. Bein b'tzur was a sharp knife, a sharp stone. Bein b'tzruchis, whether it was glass. Bein b'krum yishakona. Clearly, even with a reed, you are allowed to make a shechita. And he was saying you're not supposed to. Amar Papa says, the simunya diagma. It depends. The simunya diagma grows in the swamps. So Rashi says, especially the asev hagodo biagme. There's a grass that grows by the swamps or by the water, and that dries up. Chidud, it gets very sharp and it cuts well, and there no splinters come off. So after we say b'krum yishakana, it means this type of a kana. It means that grows a big grass that grows near the swamps that dries up and comes sharp. There, there's no splinters. So that's from a smuta. Yeah. Then it says, well, v'yei mechatchem b'bos, you should not cut meat with it. So it says, v'popo mechatech bo karvei dogim. Where Papa they'll cut up the inside of the fish, the ziggy, because they're very clear. Rashi tzlu them, it's clear. The yichnas b'kis menira, if your splinters go in there, you'll be able to see them. Rabba bar Rafuna mechatra b'ufa, he cut chicken with them. Why? The rochet, because they're very soft. So if you're not afraid, no splinters will come out from them. Then it says v'mekan chemboi, now to wipe yourself with it. Also, because splinters will come off. But the more typically, Mishum Dilma, we learned that Hamakanech Vadovah Shosh Letis Boy. If you wipe yourself with anything that could be burnt by fire, Shin of Meshoris is like the teeth fall off, means on the bottom there it's no good, it's a sakana for you. If so, how could you anyway wipe yourself with this krumi shakana? Amra Papa, Kinuach Pimaka Kaminum. That if we say it's a sakana, it's virtuous only the Pimaka. And over here, we're not talking about the pimaka. So that halacha, that you can't use something, the or is shalot bo, is that we're talking about the pimaka. But obviously, b'zman hazeh, we're not like this, because we wipe ourselves with paper. And paper is also something that the fire could burn. So the Torah would not learn like this. So a korban a mikvah is something that could be burnt in fire. You shouldn't use to wipe the piyamaka at least. So that's a terrorist. Here we're talking about not the piyamaka on the side of it, and even so, you shouldn't do it because it's a sakana. Some splinters will come off it. Yeah. Now it says the Mishnah: Hakil shechtim lolim shechtim. Anybody could shecht, and he could always shecht. So Moshe says Hakil. What does that mean? Hakil shechtim. What does that mean to say? Hakil b'shchita. Everything is bechlal shchitim is a filu oif that you have to shecht the knife also. And li'olam shecht, what does that mean? Man tana amar rabba Rabbi Shmuel. Let's go to Rabbi Shmuel. The tani will learn like this. But the first chiddush is hakel shechtim is even a chicken. There's a man diyomer that says an oif does not need shchitim midi raisa. And now Mishnah teaching us know that a knife needs shchitim midi raisa. A knife is also bechlal shchita. Then it says li'olam shechtim. You always have to shecht. What's li'olam? So Mora says, on the rabbis of Yishmael, the Tanya went like this. The Pesach says, Ki yachav Hashem lekechaz gvulcha, kasher dibu lecho, v'yamata oich labosa. And when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will give you a lot of land, there you'll eat meat. So Yishmael went like this. Lo'abu akosav alahata lembosa taiva. The Pesach is going to come and teach us that now they can eat regular meat, even though it's not a korban. Stam abosa taiva, you have a taiva desire to eat. Sher betchilo at the beginning, in the midbar, nesel lembosa taiva. They weren't allowed to eat bosa taiva. They were only allowed to eat shlomim, a kochim, a korbin. But mishenichnus laws, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, hutel lam bosa taiva. Then they were allowed to eat a regular piece of animal, a regular animal to make a shchita, even though it's not a korbin. The yachshiv shagolu, but now that they left Eretz Yisrael, Yochai would have thought to say, yasal yisurai harishain, maybe should be also to eat meat now, the kach shenima. That's why Mishnah says, no, liyolam shechtim. That even after the churban abayis, it does not become back to the Issa like it was in the Midbar, but we still remain with the Heter without a Shecht. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. Liyolam Shechtim. But even according to Rabbi Shmuel, still you're allowed a Shecht as man as it. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Hai Liyolam Shechtim, what's Lashon of Liyolam Shechtim? Liyolam Shechtim, V'yechlim Yiboyle. It should have said Lashon, he always Shechtim allowed to eat. You can have to read that you're allowed to eat from the meat. That's what it should have said. That's down Liyolam Shechtim. The Chiddush is allowed to eat from the meat. It should have said Liyolam Shechtim, V'yechlim Yiboyle. Yodin also, Mikora my time is so. What was the reason it was also teat in the midbar, Mishum Dehave, Mikarvel Mishkan? Because they were near the Mishkan. So very easy to bring carbonus. So they weren't allowed to eat anything, only a carbon. Olaksoif Matamishtori, when it came into Eretz Yisrael, what's the reason why there was they had to teat any meat? With Shita, you don't have to have a carbon. They have a Mirachim Mishkan. Because they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Klaus moved into Eretz Yisrael. And you only had the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim. So to only be mat the teeth, bosa kosher, will be hard for everybody. That's the svar, what the Torah said, you let eat the bosa taiva. If so, the svar is, for kol shechein hashto, the achikul utfein, avad and avad today, that were far away, avad should be muta, kishagol.